Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Happy to be with you. And I tell you what, we're going to be checking out some music today. One of them, well, actually two songs, both of which will be about a song that a lot of you are familiar with. It's a hit from back in the day. I'm going to let you hear the original, and then I want you to hear a different arrangement by a jazz group who really made it their own. But we're also going to have a few discussions. We're going to talk about the budget that our Republican officials are hoping to present to America. And I want you to continue to explore whether this budget will be one that will help build all of America. And of course, when I say all of America, I mean every sector of American society. Will it help to help the poor end up much better off as a result of this budget? Will it help the middle class become much better off as a result of this budget? Will it help the wealthy become much better off as a result of this budget? We're going to be continuing to see what the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says about it. And of course, the center also looks at what a number of other organizations say about it. And again, these other organizations, as is the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, are nonpartisan. They simply look at the numbers. They crunch the numbers. They analyze the impact of the numbers and tell us what will happen. So we're going to continue to see what they're telling us will happen with the House GOP budget that they hope to present to Americans. We're also, though, going to, and I tell you how I want to do that today. I want us to first, though, take a look at another way to make eggs. And when I say make eggs, I mean literally make them, not cook them, make them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about alternative ways of feeding ourselves and other topics. And we'll be letting Seeker.com give us some information, Popular Science give us some information. And so you stay with us. We're going to keep it interesting. I want to start off with the music. Let me give you the song. And when we will have played a bit of this, I think that probably within 2 seconds, a lot of you are going to know exactly which song it is. But I want to play this one for you first, the original, so that it is fresh in your mind. Fresh in your minds, what this song sounded like when it was originally recorded and released, what it still sounds like. So that when I play the other arrangement, I'll say, by a different group, you'll see why I say, wow, this is a very intriguing arrangement. In some ways, well, when you hear it, you decide how similar or how different the second arrangement will sound when compared to the first arrangement, the original. So here it is, known as AWB, also known as the Average White Band. Here it is, Pick Up. They're picking up the pieces. That's what they're encouraging us to do. The song followed another big hit that they had called Cut the Cake. Now, even if you're not familiar with this song from when it was released in the 70s, I really want you to pay attention to how this song flows, how it moves. Put it in your memory bank, because when I play the next arrangement, I want you to hear, again, similarity or difference. Mm-hmm. They're all great musicians, but I really like their drummer. He was so smooth with his transitions. Their first drummer, that is, who you're hearing now. Saxophone solo coming up. I wanted to play through that saxophone solo because in the next arrangement, you're going to hear another saxophone solo. It will be a part of the song. And I'm wanting you to really, really compare, dig down deep as you compare these two arrangements of Pick Up the Pieces. All right, you've heard the song pretty much. And later, we're going to hear that second arrangement. And I definitely want you to be focused. But until we get there, right now, let's hear about this. Well, the chicken, the egg, making food. Popular science is sharing with us that, well, with change, change is coming. And they're coming up with, I'm saying they, technological experts, are coming up with some various ways of helping us make, produce food. Check this out.
This phone is so...
And I'm saying, give me a minute there. Give me just a minute. How many of you have taken to growing your own foods, whether it's because you're kind of fed up with all this genetic modifying of the foods that we eat, genetic modifying of the beverages we drink, and you're saying, I ain't having it no more. So you're learning how to make your own food in your own garden, or maybe going organic. Well, check this out.
The myth of the farm, it's something that people are upset about because you've been lied to. The reason we need a post-animal bioeconomy is because animal agriculture is one of the most detrimental things to the environment, to public health, and to the way we treat animals. 70% of all agricultural land is used to produce animal products. That's not a very efficient use of land because we're growing a lot of food to feed a relatively small number of animals to feed to humans, and animals are very prone to disease.
A massive cull of chickens is underway in Japan after a second bird flu outbreak.
Last year, 50 million chickens had to be culled to contain an avian flu. It's a disaster.
The United Nations has just issued a warning about the resurgence of the virus,
infecting millions of birds and almost 600 people, half of whom died.
It's not so much that we are moving agriculture out of the farm, we're changing what the farm looks like. The future of food is this diverse portfolio. We can respect the traditions and the culture that surrounds eating animal products, but without all of the nonsense that comes before it. We need to produce those same products starting from the cell. Ultimately, you're just making cells multiply. You can start with a cell that's a little bit muscle-like already, like a myosatellite cell, which will grow into meat very directly. If you want to make eggs without chickens, egg is made of various proteins, and you just take those proteins, insert the genes for those into a yeast, and then you get the yeast to make the proteins for you. The thing that makes milk so creamy is a casein protein, and nut-based proteins can do what casein can do. What doesn't stick all the time is that we're not making alternative products. We're making the exact same thing. What's different is how it came to you.
Did you get that? We're not making a different product. We're making the very same thing, just in a different way. It's just how it comes to us, but it's the same product.
This era in meat production is like an era of cultivation where people are working with cell cultures, artisans and craftspeople instead of scientists. That level of control will allow us to have diversity, whereas with the current system, the level of control eliminates diversity. Then also the price of meat is only going to go up. The price of cultured meat can only come down. I don't think we need to think about the meat or animal ag industry as enemies.
I think that's interesting too. You know, we think about organic foods, including organic meats. And one of the big arguments or complaints about stocking our cabinets, our cupboards, our pantries with organic foods is that organic food costs so much. But did you notice that she said when it comes to cultured meats, the prices can only come down? The other meats, we know, we can count on it. Those prices are going to be going up just like they've been doing for the past decades. But she said the price of cultured meats can only come down.
Everyone has the capacity to be disruptive. And I don't think that the existing ag industry couldn't participate. But if they don't participate, they're asking to be disruptive.
What do you think about that? A way to go about this in such a manner that the food manufacturers currently in play can still do what they do. And prosper. In other words, she's talking about a win-win. If they will agree to go ahead and do what is being proposed. A win-win-win. Everybody wins. We the consumers, truly the consumers too, the ones who are buying and eating and drinking, the ones who are producing, making, the retailers, we all benefit. I like it when there's a total win. All right. Be back. And I think I'm going to, well, I haven't made a firm decision of when I'm going to start featuring the other arrangement of Pick Up the Pieces. I'll let you know who it's going to be when we get there, though, for sure. But before this hour's up, you're definitely going to hear that other arrangement. I want you to compare.